Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, we all know that the Judds brought us that amazing song, "Whoa, Whoa, Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days." And that's part of what a lot of our seniors want to do. We want to rock on the front or back porch and talk about days gone by when it was less stress than what it is now. Well, postal employees, you may remember when you didn't have to turn on Medicare Part B. Those days are the good old days now. In retirement, you, in most cases, you're going to have to turn on Medicare Part B post-retirement if you're already Medicare eligible. Now, non-postal employees, you do not have to, but many of you will anyway, because you're going to have that 8-month window post-retirement if you're already Medicare eligible when you retire to turn on Medicare Part B without a penalty. So this is a big reason we get a lot of people giving us a call, because they want to know, what are their choices? What are their options? What do they have to do? What should they do? And how do the choices shake out into consequences? Because there is no inconsequential choice, right? It may be that you get to do something or you don't get to do something, or sometimes we don't even realize what the consequences are. So for example, I talked to somebody a couple days ago. She texted me, "Hey, I'm coming up on Medicare." And I'd already had a meeting with her spouse the year before, who had turned 65, and made some recommendations for some options that would actually save almost all of the cost of Medicare Part B. And out of maybe fear or maybe a little bit of misunderstanding, they didn't do this. So they've been spending that full $202.90 a month for the entire time period. And then we got back together. She says, I said, okay, let's answer some of this. I said, okay, well, we can do this, you know, for you. The reason, turns out, she thought that she had to get rid of her federal health insurance in order to take advantage of some of those cost savings. And that is not the case. So that's, you know, everybody's going to hear different things, even though we could say things perfectly, and we're still going to misunderstand or mishear or sort of fill in the gaps ourselves and just believe a certain thing. I've had that many times where people come into our meeting and they already believe a certain way. And even though I'm telling them it's not that way, it's very hard to unwind. They compare that to breaking the nose to set it straight again. Once it's set in a certain way, you have to break it to then set it right and let it, heal correctly. So we're not trying to break anybody's nose, but sometimes I have to kind of correct a belief or change a paradigm. And it can be very hard to accept something that is not what you previously believed. So this Medicare world is a big conversation that's worth having. And sometimes we got to have it multiple times. That's why I do, my team and I, we do have multiple meetings with most of our people for that exact reason. It's a big, vast world of retirement, different subjects out there. And we want to be able to go over every iota to make sure that you understand it. I can tell you, and she was an example of this, many people have said to me, N-O, because they did not K-N-O-W. And that just means they said, nah, I'm not going to do anything because I don't totally get it or I don't understand it. And that's not that they said it to me, but that was the reason inaction happened, or that some type of action happened that was sort of maybe not in the best interest. So again, even people can talk to me and not totally understand everything, even after we tried to set it straight. So I definitely encourage you to get scheduled, look over your options. Let's make a plan. And it's great. Go ahead and do your own self-study, look online, see some of the stuff. But I can tell you, a lot of the information that people are getting online, it's not necessarily federal specific. So that's a big aspect that we have to put in there to make sure you're understanding apples and apples rather than apples and oranges. Look forward to chatting with you. Go ahead and get scheduled so we can talk about your Medicare, your spouse's Medicare, your retirement, your TSP, your Social Security, your plans. We handle it all. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.